This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A hearing continues today in a lawsuit to keep Donald Trump off of Colorado's primary ballot. On Monday, two police officers and a Democratic congressman testified about their experiences during the January 6th riot. The case argues that Trump is disqualified from holding office again because of his role in that event. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The 14th Amendment says anyone who's been in the military or held elected office and taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and then engages in an insurrection or rebellion against the nation cannot hold office again. And this case is one of a number of efforts across the country to try to get the so-called disqualification clause applied to Trump.
CPR's Benta Berkland speaking from the courthouse Monday. Trump's lawyers have called the case election interference. A Colorado Springs man is sentenced to nearly 3 years in federal prison for his actions at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Jacob Clark sent texts before the riot saying he expected it would become violent. Prosecutors argued he assaulted an officer with a wooden board while inside the Capitol and was part of a group that stormed the Senate chambers. The body of a man armed with explosives was discovered at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over the weekend. CPR's Dina Sieg says the man had planned to carry out a mass shooting before killing himself.
The Garfield County Sheriff's Office says that in addition to explosives, the 22-year-old Carbondale resident had two semi-automatic weapons and a lot of ammunition on him. He was wearing black tactical clothing and patches that gave the appearance of being associated with law enforcement. The Grand Junction Bomb Squad swept the park to ensure no explosive devices had been planted. No guests or employees were present at the time of his death, and the county coroner is investigating it as a suicide. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A new art installation on the COVID-19 pandemic is opening across Boulder County. In Lyons, Boulder, and Longmont, oral histories tell how different communities persevered. This is CPR News.